When I am in Senegal, where some of the blackest and most attractive people live, I am in pain a lot of the time because the business in skin bleaching creams is so strong. There are women whose faces are raw and red from bleaching, and because they cannot afford to cover more than their faces, it is as if they are wearing masks, which of course they are. What does it mean to self-eradicate? I engage this question every time I play with my hair, which is turning gray. I like the gray, and yet there are times when I feel bored by it. As I experiment with various colorations, wanting to honor my gray and yet wanting also to honor my passion for variety and change, I feel concern for my own integrity. Some of my friends laugh at me. "It doesn't matter at all what you do with your hair," they say. "Wear it blonde, wear it red, who cares?" But we are a people who have had to suffer for the right to wear our hair as it grows, a prerequisite to loving it and ourselves as we are. The struggle for hair liberation does not, I feel, stop at nappiness.